Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Flipside Light on Thursday's edition with Jim Allen and Joe Montaldo. I hope y'all are all enjoying the, they ain't hearing nothing here. Sorry about that to the Pal Talk Virtual Atari audience and a few other people out there. Now y'all should catch us all quite comfortably. You should hear all the live video across, all the live audio and video across the network. Remember, you can catch us on YouTube now. Tonight I'm actually on Facebook and YouTube. Eventually I'll get Jim on here with me so we can see his lovely, gorgeous little face. I don't know, you got ladies. I don't know if we can put Jim on cam. He's damn sexy. He might be too much for you ladies on cam. I'm just saying. And he's older. He's kind of fragile too. So, you know, I don't want y'all just going up there to Utah and thinking 10 of y'all can pile on the man at one time, okay? I mean, it is Utah, and it is Mormon heaven up there. I'm just looking out for my partner and my co-host here. Now, ladies, I'll tell you a little secret. If his wife's not around, you've got a fast car, you might have a shot. I'm just saying. But you didn't hear that from me. And a little cha-ching won't hurt either, you know, just saying. So, Jim, how are you tonight, man? Now that I'm pimping you out to the world. We got to earn some money somewhere. Look, get ladies, $9.99 a minute. That's a good rate, man. He's experienced. He knows what he wants. He knows what he's doing. I'm just saying, you know, $9.99 a minute. So, have you been
keeping up with you? And that's just to talk to him on the phone.
If you want to see any skin, yeah, we got to talk. I mean, the prices go up at that point, but
yeah, exactly.
Or you know what? Now you want to get on the sweet side, you can go get his book, check out his book. You know, he's got a pretty good little book there. You might want to look at it and see what you think. Especially, if you know a little bit about ufology or anything about like Waco, Ruby Ridge, 9/11. Any of this stuff or the Kennedy thing. So, speaking of that, we got to talk about all the Kennedy stuff that came out too. So any revelations in the Kennedy stuff? I mean, since you've written quite a bit about Kennedy, was there any revelations, Jim, and what's been released so far that you've heard?
None whatsoever. And there won't be, you know, they're not going to release that. If they release that, they have to admit that they've committed fraud against the American people.
What I've seen suggests that they are admitting that they did fraud against America. And then I've seen some stuff on Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, first off, I never knew he was a socialist. Borderline communist. I never knew that. I had never heard that before. I mean, I heard he was a womanizer before. But you can't always take that kind of stuff with a grain of salt because you never know how much of that's true and how much of it isn't true. But I mean, there was FBI files on his exploits. So I was kind of, but then again, this was back in the day, and were the FBI files real? I guess is the question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, you gotta remember one thing: Hoover hated Kennedy.
A lot of people.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Why is that? I mean, back in the day, was it because he was charismatic? Was it because it was like Obama? I mean, Everybody seems to hate Kennedy. A lot of people seem to hate Trump. I mean, they have that in common. Could Trump be Kennedy reborn? Oh, my God, no way.
It was a power thing with Hoover.
I can understand that.
All about power.
Kennedy was grabbing from power from day one. Everything he'd get his fingers on, which, I mean, when you're going to be president, which is a smart thing to do if you want to control your administration, everything that goes on around you, it's going on. I'd seen some stuff about the Kennedys and some stuff about Martin Luther King, but, I mean, nothing earth-shattering. There was some stuff in there I was surprised to see the government actually admitted to, certain types of surveillance. The fact that What's-His-Face worked for the CIA, I didn't think they would ever admit to that. You know who I'm talking about, the shooter, Oswald. I would have never thought the government would have admitted that he worked for him.
That was open knowledge.
Well, you see what do I look like? What do you think I got you around for? So I don't have to worry about that.
Oswald was he was a patsy. They designed him to be that right from the very beginning. He set up set up the shooter and then shoot the shooter, and it's all over.
It was, I mean, it was a pretty nice, neat package. I mean, for assassinating a president, that is.
Yeah.
Nobody seemed to get punished for it. Everybody seemed to walk through it, and nothing seemed to But you know what? It seems to have been like that in politics now, mostly. For the last 30, 40 years, politicians seem to do whatever they want, and no one seems to get punished. I mean, just look at the Obama administration. I mean, half the people in that administration should be in jail. And we're all worried about Trump. We still haven't even got through with the criminal things that went on in Obama's administration. That's what happens. It just keeps getting pushed back and then forgotten, and these people get away with all sorts of things. And now, you know, here's, which we're going to talk about that in a minute, too. I mean, here's Clinton back in the limelight yet again. And now you got the GOP threatening Mueller. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's just a lot of stuff going on.
But I'll tell you what. If Manafort isn't dirty, I'll eat him. He's as dirty as they come.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He can be as dirty as they want. It still doesn't give him Trump. In order to get Trump, and even Mueller's highlighted to this, in order to get Trump, you're going to have to get a Russian to come out and say that this went on. It's not going to matter what anybody says, especially people if they were cutting deal with Mueller. You're going to have a Russian come out and say this was real. And looking – and, you know, what they've got Manafort on has nothing to do with the Russians. This is business deals.
Well, it may be once they get Trump on, we'll have nothing to do with collusion.
But that's the point. They don't. He doesn't have the purview to look into that. He was not hired to look into Trump's business dealings or real estate dealings. Just think about this. If we started doing this for every president and launched an investigation, Obama wouldn't have lasted a year. He would have been out in a year.
Yeah. Well, I heard they gave Mueller carte blanche on this one. That's what I heard.
They can do whatever they want, but Mueller doesn't have the information to do anything. That's what the real problem is. He's already been painted out as the Lone Ranger, and it looks like even if he turns, he's still not going to turn on Trump. He looks like he's going to pull a North and fall on the sword for Trump, like Ali did for Reagan. That's one thing I noticed about the Republicans. They're way more loyal to their seniors than the Democrats are. And they are willing to throw themselves in a sword, and that's where it looks like this is going. He doesn't look like he's going to turn.
I'll tell you one thing. If anyone turns, I think Flynn will. I think is going to be the turner.
Well, he doesn't have – that's the other thing. He's not really connected either. You're going to have to get somebody that – you're going to have to get like Jared or somebody like that, and they can't get Jared. They tried. Everything fell apart. They were going to try to get an indictment on him. It just fell apart. There's nothing but circumstantial evidence. And the Russians already said, no, none of that was said like that. So I don't know what to me, it seems like a big waste of our money and our taxpayers' money, especially now that we know Mueller was tied into the Russian One deal. You've got to wonder what's really going on here. And the assistant, Assistant Attorney General who hired Mueller was also involved in the Russian One deal up to his neck. It looks like they're trying to save their own asses by bringing this and trying to put this on Trump. But there is no doubt now that there was collusion with the Clintons, the DNC, and the Russians. So trying to say that the Russians were trying to help Trump win the election when we know for a fact there was collusion with the Clintons, you got to kind of go, wait, what's going on here? There's some bullshit going on here.
There's a lot of bullshit going on.
This is what's really going on here.
I agree. I'll tell you one thing, though. The money laundering thing is serious. And you and I both know that Trump has a lot of Russian bank money.
He does.
He threw the U.S. banks under the bus when he took a banco on them. And Russia said, oh, we'll give you money. And that's where he got a lot of his funding for what he was doing. So how deep is the connection? That's the question.
No, that's not true. So let me explain what's going on so people really know what happened. Trump when he went to Russia, they went to go build the casino. The Russians were going to pay to have the casino built, and Trump's management company was going to come in and take it. At that time, Trump was worth $6 billion. He didn't need Russia's money. Any good businessman never uses their own money to build things. That's the way you do business. You always use somebody else's money to do it. That way you don't jeopardize your own. And that's exactly what he did. It's exactly what he did in the U.S. So far, everything I've seen them talk to him about, and that's the other thing. It's not illegal for him or anyone else in this country to do business with Russia. Russia is not a terrorist state. They're not on our watch list, and there's nothing that says we can't do business with them. So the fact that we've got business dealings going on with – and let's look at this realistically. Okay, let's say that Trump had some money involved with the Russians. The Russians never gave Trump $153 million deposited into one of his accounts, did they? But they sure did that for Hillary Clinton. Plus, on top of that, the week the deal was going through, they were paying Bill Clinton $550,000 for every two-hour lecture, and he was doing two a day for that entire week. Yeah, I don't know, man. There was some pay-for-play going on. It wasn't with Trump. It was definitely with the Clintons. But I don't even know why we're not talking about that, and why hasn't there been a special prosecutor assigned to the Russian one deal and the Benghazi deal? I want to know what the hell, why there hasn't been one assigned for this yet.
I think it's coming, Joe. I think it's coming.
Well, I know.
I think it's going to come out of this.
I know a friend of mine was telling me the other day, he works for the State Department. He was like, look, dude, he said, he said, if Mueller gets too close to Trump, they're going to come down to Mueller like a ton of bricks. He said Congress already wants him in front of Congress. And if he doesn't testify in front of Congress and becomes what is it when you refuse to testify? Or when you don't show up for court? You know what I'm talking about. My brain is going dead.
Well, they swear out a warrant for your arrest.
Well, no. If he finds himself in contempt of Congress, he can't. He's got to step down from his position. He can't be in contempt of Congress.
He'll
be a prosecutor.
If he gets there, you know, I mean, that's...
Oh, no, he's going. They've already told him, no, you're coming to testify in front of Congress over Russia One deal. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. He's not getting out of that. They've already told him, you're going to come testify because we want to know how in the hell you thought it was okay for us to give Russia 20% of our uranium. No one, including Mr. Obama, has been able to explain why we wanted to give 20% of our uranium to Russia. And no one you asked, not a liberal analyst or a conservative analyst, thought it was a good idea. So this was just about money.
But my guess is he would never put himself in contempt of court. I think he'd show up and testify.
And that's probably even worse. Because they're going to grill him.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Look. You know, there's a lot of goofballs in the Senate. Let's be honest about it. There's a lot of goofballs in the House. But Trey Gowdy is plenty of a match for Mueller. I have no doubt that Trey can take Mueller down just like a leopard taking down a gazelle. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. There is plenty of stuff that suggests that Mueller knew this was a bad deal, that the Russians had been influencing people with bribery and money laundering and all sorts of things prior to the Russian One deal. I mean, we've got people willing to testify in front of Congress to that very thing. So I don't know how this can go well for Mueller. I mean, he was the head of the FBI at the time.
We're still talking about something that's projected. You know what I mean, Joe?
Well, let's wait
and see what happens.
Well, no, they've already served him. He's going to have to go. He's not going to be able to get out of it. Not just him, man. A bunch of people are going to have to go. And then this is the other thing now. So let's say that the Russians are working with Trump. Isn't this a golden opportunity for them to lay Mueller and the Clintons out to rest permanently? All they have to do is say, yeah, well, we had people, operatives, sending money to Mueller and the Clintons to help facilitate this deal. Then what happens?
Yeah. Well, that again, let's wait and see if it happens.
I know it's going to happen. Mueller's going to get in front of Congress. Trey Gowdy's going to tear him up. And then from that point forward, until he steps down, they're going to consider any testimony he gives or any charges he brings or anybody he tries to railroad as nothing but bullshit. And the Republicans have already warned him. They consider this an attempted coup. So the Republicans in the House and Senate have warned Mueller that they considered, because he hasn't already stepped down, they consider this an attempted coup. So he better be real careful here. Anytime that coup word starts coming into play, people can go to jail without any charges being brought on them.
Isn't that what a pigeon says? Coo, coo.
Yeah, that's what they think of Mueller is. Coo, coo, baby. Wouldn't that be a bitch? Mueller gets hired to take down Trump. Then because of that, he gets taken down and has to go to prison. Wouldn't that just be the stuffing in the turkey, huh? I mean, it doesn't look good for him. I mean, from what I've seen from the reports from the gentleman, I mean, the attorney, and then we got this problem. I don't know who it was. Was it Loretta Lynch or was it Holder? But one of them ordered this CIA operative not to give testimony to Congress. They stifled this witness. Obama himself told them not to let them testify in front of Congress. So that's a cover-up as well. And here's the head of the FBI going right along with it. And to date has not corrected the error yet. And Comey was right there with him. And then that's the other problem. This investigation is over. Comey's firing. Comey and Mueller are best buds. There's at least two reasons why Mueller should have already recused himself from this case. He's not doing this case any good if he doesn't recuse himself. Because no matter what happens from this point forward, at least half the country or more will think this was a setup. He has to let someone else come in and try this case. If not, it's not going to go. It'll probably end up in a hung jury if he doesn't. Because it's going
to
happen.
I think it's interesting that they think they've got enough, it's strong enough, that they could put Manafort under house arrest and put an ankle bracelet on him and the whole bit.
Yeah,
so
but then you must have a pretty good case there. No, that's just because, you know, this guy is the liberal powers to be. The judge that ordered that was a liberal judge. And they're actually seeking an appeal on that very thing. Because you don't have anything. I mean, this man, before all this went on, there's nothing on him. And what's he, a flight risk? Where's he going? His face is too famous. He's not going to be able to just go walk on an airplane and walk out of the United States. A lot of people say this is overkill, that he's trying to use this to scare other witnesses. And he's being challenged.
He might be.
Most people, and I got to say, remember now, he's had five of his FBI people leave his team because they thought that, and this is their words, that this was a wild goose chase, that he was trying to cover something else up. He's had five of them leave because they don't think what he's doing is right. So these are agents, some two of which worked for Hillary Clinton and left because they said what they thought he was doing wasn't right. So we've got an issue here.
Yeah.
We've got definitely a moral issue here, and it should have already been adjusted. And I don't understand what the big deal is. Step down Mueller and let someone else take over the case. Let the same assistant that assigned you assign the new prosecutor. I don't see what the big deal
is.
Yeah,
well, yeah, okay.
You know, let's see how it plays out. We already know how it's going to play out. It's going to play out the same way that Loretta Lynch did, and the same way that what's her name from the IRS did, and the same way that Hillary did. It's going to play out the same way. They're never going to get it. They're never going to get a conviction. It's just not going to happen. And Manafort's lawyers don't seem to think they have any case. And remember, originally they were going to bring 11 indictments. They only ended up bringing two. And they can't get these two guys to turn to get the other indictments because these guys can't give them Trump. They need to get them to turn on these other people to get them to turn. There's just nothing there.
You notice we're almost hearing nothing about Flynn. I mean, it's almost like he doesn't exist at this point.
That's not even the one they thought would be giving it to him. It was the one that who was it? The other guy, the one that said he lied to the FBI. I can't remember his name now. That's who they're hoping they're going to turn, but he ain't got anything either. See, this is what the real problem is, and this is what a couple of prosecutors in the United States said. This is a 24-month-year-old case, and you're just now bringing charges on Manafort for nothing to do with what you're looking at. So what's actually going on here?
Well, so they're coming after him for money laundering.
But that's the point. Mueller didn't even have the right to go look even in. That's not what he was looking, because it's not money laundering, anything to do with Russians and the case. So right now, let's be honest, the case for conspiracy with Russia should be closed. Because the charges he's bringing on Manafort has nothing to do with conspiring with Russia. And he has not brought any other charges than anybody else for conspiring on Russia, or he can even say that anybody was conspiring with Russia. The case should be closed at this point. I mean, this is not like this is something that's just been going on 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something. This has been going on for a long time. Trump's been president for a year and two months.
He indicted Flynn, didn't he? That's what I heard, that he was indicted.
Yeah, and
they're not saying anything about it.
Because there's nothing hardly, I think there was two charges, and even at max sentence, he's looking at 2 years or something. Flynn's not going to give him anything, and I don't think Manafort can. I think Manafort was told by whoever, go out and find the Russians. I think there's a middleman in between, and they ain't nobody giving up the middleman. They're just not giving them up. So unless somebody decides to change or somebody changes a statement, this has been a colossal waste of almost $1 billion. So we can punish Manafort. That is not Mueller's job to go after Manafort for money laundering. That's the FBI's job, not Mueller's. Mueller's supposed to be a special prosecutor to prove that Trump did what? Fired the guy to cover up? No, but that has nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. I'm just getting tired of that we allow things like this kind of behavior to go on when there's nothing here. And then now we've got people willing to testify that Mueller was up to his neck in the Uranium One deal, and he still hasn't resigned. He hasn't recused himself. Sessions recused himself of the Russian deal for less, mind you, than what Mueller hasn't recused himself for. Even you got to admit, come on, Jim. I mean, Sessions said, okay, I'm going to recuse myself because I was involved in Trump's election. Here's Mueller involved with doing the security and the background checks and everything for the Uranium One deal, and he hasn't stepped down. So I got a problem with that.
I think they're all dirty, Joe. That's been my problem. That's why I wrote the book. You know,
it's not a matter if they're all dirty. It's a matter of, you know, look, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. If Sessions needed to step down over what's going on, then Mueller should step down as well. That's really what it comes down to. You know, we got to get rid of this double standard in the United States where liberals think they can do whatever. And this is what kills me. You know, regardless of all of this, so I'm listening today. A friend of mine's telling me about the election yesterday. And I'm like, yeah. I said, wow, the guy didn't win in Virginia. He said, yeah, no. I said, dude was never going to win in Virginia. I said, Virginia almost always revotes a Democratic governor. I said, and we already knew Jersey was going Democratic this time because Christie was such a head. I said, but other than that, I said, they really didn't make any gains. And I said, it didn't really make any difference. And then so the guy's going on and on telling me, oh, no, they're going to just take everything back in 2018. I'm like, I said, you really believe that? I said, I'm going to help you with something. I said, currently, the GOP approval rating's around 30%. I said, Trump's is – but if you want to go with NBC, around 38%. If you want to go with Fox, about 44%. I said, that's where his approval rating is. I said, do you want to know what the Democratic Party's current approval rating is? I said, it's 9%. 9%. I said, do you want to know what their trustworthiness is amongst their own constituents, not anybody else in the country, just amongst Democrats? 7%. 7% of the Democratic Party trust its leaders. 7%. Yeah, you're not getting elected anywhere. Your party, you'll be lucky if your bankrupt party makes it to 2018, much less 2020. Your party is in total disarray and is now trying to split in half, and half wants to go socialist and half wants to stay liberals. And guys, if y'all split in half, you have no more power. You just gave all the power to the GOP. You need to work on that. You need to focus on your party and figure it out. But I know Donna Brazile just drove a big whopping nail in the coffin. So came out and told everybody outright that Hillary cheated Bernie Sanders, the DNC cheated Bernie Sanders, Hillary Bart, the DNC, the DNC did this, the DNC did that. The whole damn thing was rigged from day one. I mean, all the Republican has to do now, if he really want, and I was surprised that the Republican in Virginia and in Jersey didn't do this. All you got to do is start showing everything the DNC has done in the last 2 years. Just repeat it over and over and over, and you're going to win every time. Because do you really trust a party that's that corrupt? I mean, come on. This party is beyond corrupt at this point. Everything you hear from insiders, from outsiders, everything you hear suggests that the DNC had been infiltrated by not just the Russians, but by Islamic terrorists. The thing is just an utter disaster. And it's trying to create a disaster in our country, and we need not let it. You need to rebuild your party like the GOP did and then come back and get into politics. Because currently, your party's an utter disaster. And I guarantee you, you will lose senator seats in 2018. Because by then, Trump's already got y'all beat. I mean, he's having a whirlwind tour in Asia right now. The Asians seem to love him. Ping just thinks the guy's the next best thing to cracked wheat for some reason. Him and Ping and Putin are meeting to discuss how they can bring North Korea under control without a war, which he's already got North Korea. He's already got sanctions on North Korea from China to cut their fuel, their food off. He's got China to pull their stuff out of the seas. He's got a GDP of 3.6, expected to go up to 5. Obama never got over 1.5. He has the unemployment rate, it's lowest it's been in 35 years. The people that were not working that are working now has gone up. Black unemployment has dropped by seven percent. Hispanic unemployment by 17% since the man's been president. Tell me he ain't been doing anything. He's been in 9 months and he stomped Obama's first 4 years out of existence. In 9 months. I'm telling y'all, guys, y'all have not a clue what's going on here. He's probably the busiest president we've had sit in office since Ronald Reagan. This guy believes in working. He believes in the Congress working. He believes in he's in there for a reason. And he wants it done. And he's going to tackle North Korea, and he'll probably get it solved. He's going to tackle Iran. And you're not going to see him give $1.5 billion in cash to a terrorist state either. I don't know, guys.
Well, I believe you there for sure. He's got three carriers up there now in the South China Sea. That's a lot.
And he's got China's pulled out troops and ships out of the South China Sea, which Obama couldn't get anything militarily done. And no one was scared of Obama. Trump, on the other hand, they know Trump might say, you know what, look, you're going to do what I say. I'm going to blow your ass off the planet. We're not playing this game. This isn't Obama you're playing with here. And I have to agree with some of the stuff they were saying about the liberals and the liberal media lately. It does seem like they're trying to pull off a coup by trying to get this president thrown out of office. And I can see why, because at the rate he's doing things, come 2020, the Democratic Party don't have a chance. I love it. Everybody says, anybody runs against Trump in 2020 is going to win. Yeah, that's what you said in the last election. Remember, y'all said that Hillary was going to stomp him by 15 points. Happened, did it?
Yeah, but Joe, how could it be a coup if Mike Pence, if anything happens to Trump, Pence will be the president? You know, yeah, that doesn't change any parties or anything.
Yeah, but still, Trump is different than Pence. Trump has definitely got a different worth ethic. He is not a politician. He does not believe that you should get, let's look at it like this. The Congress, for the liberal or conservative, thinks, okay, let's do 5 or 6 bills and that's it. You know, and then we'll go on break and then we'll come back. Trump believes that you should be working from the day you get there to the day you leave. You should get, you know, 50, 60, 70 bills done. The idea is to get the work done, get the people satisfied, get the country straight. And I've even heard liberals now taking a new stance on his tax plan. I don't know what happened there. They were hating. Now all of a sudden they've kind of started saying they like it. So I don't know what's going on there. For people like me and you, it's supposed to be a good thing.
Well, a coup d'etat is for one of two things: to either keep the existing power in, or to change the power structure. And getting rid of Trump would do neither. It wouldn't do either.
Well, it would change the way things. Congress could go back to its old lazy self again. Everybody could go back to worrying about the media and what they're saying. See, that's the thing. Trump doesn't care what the media says. He tells the media to kiss his big happy ass. He's not interested in what anything the media has to say to anybody. Because like us, he knows the media is mostly full of crap and mostly full of lies. I mean, it amazes me how many lies that the liberal media has told about this guy since day one. One thing for sure is if he only does 4 years, he'll have so many libel suits against CNN and, NSNBC, he'll probably be able to retire for life. I mean, just CNN for 6 months saying he was under investigation by Comey, and of course he wasn't. And then wait, NSNBC said that Mueller was going to hand down an indictment on Trump. I'm thinking, how do you even say Mueller can't even do that? It's not within his purview to do. You know, he'd have to go to Congress, well, seek impeachment. You can't indict a sitting president. So I don't even know what they were thinking, you know, there. And right now, there's not enough people in Congress to even worry about any impeachment.
Yeah, well, let's wait and see how it unfolds.
You got to have 2/3 of the Congress. There's no way, even in 2018, that the Democrats are getting 2/3 of the Congress. So impeachment is just a waste of time. And if you can't indict him and you can't impeach him, again, what is Mueller doing? He's wasting our time and spending money. You just got to kind of wonder where all of this wanders off to and why the liberals hate this guy so much. And they don't even understand what they're doing to themselves. By attacking Trump like this, the next time they get somebody in office, they've changed the rules now. I don't think the liberals understand how badly they have changed the rules now. Places that were off limits for attacking presidents before have now been okayed. The liberals have, like, cutting off presidents' heads and people flicking off motorcades and things that never really happened prior to this president has now happened. So now, next time when there's a Democrat in office, they're going to feel this is free game. And they're going to feel it's free game to go after trying to impeach the guy from the day he gets in office. And look at Hillary. Let's say Hillary would have won. Just the thing from Donna Brazile was enough to go after Hillary again. Any way it goes, this was not going to be good, and the media was not going to ever allow it to be good, because none of the candidates that would have went through, that we would have liked to go on through, made it. You know, I mean, none of the GOP made it but Donald Trump, and, you know, Bernie Sanders and what was the other guy running didn't make it either. So this is what we're left with.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there.
I just feel that liberals are really just bad losers right now, sore losers. As a middleist, it's not that important to me, but still, I just find that I don't like sore losers, and I don't like people who just hate for the sake of hating. It's just one of the things that aggravates the hell out of me. Ladies and gentlemen, while I'm thinking about this, a good friend of ours, Christina George, and a fellow co-host on the network is in the hospital having some treatments and work done, and we're asking everybody to donate a little money just to help her out while she's in the hospital. You can find on any of our Facebook pages, there is a GoFundMe page there, so once you go over and drop off a quarter, a dollar, a nickel, $5, whatever you can spare, and we appreciate it. But anyway, getting ready back to what we were talking about. You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news. So just put this in perspective. So Trump goes to Europe. The media says, oh, it was such a bad trip. Okay. The European media said it was a fabulous trip and everyone liked him. And now remember this, ladies and gentlemen, almost all the world leaders have now gone back to conservatives. There's not the only liberal left in the European Parliament is the head of the European Alliance and Merkel. All the rest of them, even in Sweden and in Switzerland, a couple other Scandinavian countries, they actually have conservative leaders now, not liberal leaders, mainly because of the mass immigration into Europe. Even France has moved to the right. So you see this right movement all around the planet going around. The Americas usually stay right anyway, but you've seen this mass right movement. This is thanks to Donald Trump. So anytime you hear our media giving you a lot of bullshit, go listen to BBC for a while. They'll tell you what the world really thinks about the president and what Americans they're polling really thinks about the president. And, of course, it's much different than what you hear on NBC or CBS. Because, frankly, they're just reporting the news for the news because they have no stake in it. They don't live here. They don't really care about it. They're just reporting the news. They're just doing journalism for what journalism is. So check it out. It's easier to watch there. Today, CNN, NBC, and Fox, all three of them are just basically opinionated news pieces. They're not so much news or journalism. as it is just someone's opinion about some story reported mainly on the internet. Frankly, guys, for the most part, you don't even need most of these media outlets anymore. A good bit of this you can find on the internet, readily available. Hey, Harold's writing in asking, is Associated Press a liberal-based organization? It's not supposed to be, but it is. It's pretty left-leaning. All you got to do is look at its polls to understand that it's way left-leaning. Any neutral polls you see always have Donald Trump and the GOP much higher than any poll you would see from NBC or CNN or something like that, or Associated Press or Quinnipiac, things like that. Those polls tend to lean hard left and are usually taken in areas where, of course, you would find mainly left-leaning people. It's just one of them things. It's not an honest poll. There's very few honest polls done in the United States today. Not sure why, guys. It just doesn't seem to be very many of them. We do our own polls, and we like doing our own polls because we get much bigger numbers. You know, the last poll we cited numbers on was 47,000 people had taken it. It was very clear where the poll was tracking, and you know, we give you the demographics along with the poll, which is something, of course, these other people don't do either. When you're trying to hide something, you never want to give the demographics because that tells you who the parties were. That's like Jim's going to vote for Hillary Clinton this next election. And I'm voting for whoever the third party is.
She's toast.
That's over. You know you love you some Hillary. Don't even know. Come on now. Jim would be sending love.
I don't like her club, Joe. I don't like her club.
You just don't like if you make her mad, you might end up dead. I know what's going on. Yeah, she definitely has some seriously mysterious deaths around her, man. I mean, I know. It's kind of scary.
Ask Vince Foster. Go to a medium and get her to contact Vince Foster and find out what was going on there.
don't forget, coming up after us tonight will be Christina George with Renee Chavez on Top Secret News. Of course, following them will be The Farm with Frankie Zero. She's going to have the FBI guy on with her tonight. All right. We'll do some X-Files on the FBI files. Okay, that's the way to go, way to go, way to go. A couple of things here. What did I do with them? Well, I wanted to hit – I posted one article today, how big would an alien megastructure have to be? They're talking about the Blinken star, the one that they think might have an alien megastructure around it. It's an interesting article. Y'all should go check it out. We're not going to really get into it tonight, but I wanted to let everybody know it is on the news on the flip side, and you can check out the article for yourself. It's a much better way of doing it. It's kind of interesting in itself. And to whoever asked me about the one with the exploding volcano, that's actually a UFO video. Yes. Turn it on and watch it, and you will see what I'm talking about as far as it being a UFO video goes. Now, let's see. So we talked about Don Brazil. Polls view Democratic Party hit lowest mark in 25 years. This is the one. This one actually has their acceptance rating at 6%. And these are the guys saying that they're going to sweep it in 2018. What do you think? I mean, their party.
Have you caught the latest news on Moore? You know, the cowboy hat vest, gun-toting dude down in Alabama.
Oh, the one that they said. Is that the one they said that molested the 14-year-old girl?
That's the one.
Yeah, they see, you know, my wife and I were talking about this earlier tonight. So how do we know? We're talking, this guy's what, in his 60s, right? And this happened when this happened. We're talking.
No, that was 79, Joe.
So 79.
But that's still 30 years ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's closer to 40 years ago. So first off, how do we know it's true? How can you prove that it's true? We're going to have some kind of new rules here. People are not just going around and say stuff that they can't prove because, you know, this is a political election here between a Republican and a Democrat. If it's true, the man needs to go to prison. If it's not true, she just ruined his chance of winning this election.
Yeah. He's a little strange anyway.
He It is a little strange, but I mean, we've got to figure this out. Because think about it, just in the last few weeks, how many people, you know, how many women have come out and said men have done this, and now we've got men coming out saying women have done this. Poor Mariah Carey's being sued by one of her security guards for sexually harassing him.
How about Kevin Spacey? Can you believe that one?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of this, and then of course this 14-year-old girl said that. What's the guy from Men and Two Sisters? A famous drunken asshole. I can't think of his name now. But they said he did it, and then somebody came out and said Jack Nicholson did it, and now we've got like I think it's like 40 men or 50 men, and you've got these long lists of women saying this is what's going on, and like I said, then we've got men coming out saying women did. I'm not even sure where this is going, or how much of this is real, or how much of this is not. But something has to change because. If you can't prove something, then all you're doing is doing malicious damage. You know, and like Lynn said, well, they got freedom of speech. Well, freedom of speech is fine, but when you cause malicious harm to someone, then is it really freedom of speech anymore?
That's true.
I don't know what, you know, because we don't want to be stifling people that this has happened to. Then we don't want people just going around ruining people's careers because they said something that they can't back up. When you start talking about things 30 and 40 years old, it's just hearsay. There's not going to be any.
This girl is 32 years old now, and she came forward and said that when she was 14, what happened? You know, that he molested her. But why would you wait 30 years or whatever to do this? That's what mysterious to me.
And that's what they're saying about a lot of these. Why would you wait so long? Why would you do it? You know, a lot of people seem to think it's just they take advantage of the situation that's in the air right now, which may or may not be true because I really don't know. I have no idea. This is one of these slippery slopes we got to be careful with. We can't be stifling rights. Hey there, Perry, because we want to make sure people have the ability and the means to come forward and say stuff when things happen. But we can't just be letting people run around saying stuff that can't, you know, it's like the media now. In the old days, you couldn't cite a source. And first off, you had to have at least two sources to even cite a source. And today, you know, when asked, you're supposed to be able to back up your source. People don't even do that anymore because most of them are making up the stories and not sourcing it. Well, when somebody says, oh, well, this happened to me 40 years ago. Okay, well, there's no DNA evidence. There's no witnesses. Okay, and why did you come forward now? Because you wanted to ruin someone's career? See, it looks suspect. Yeah, and it may be real, but it may not be. It's amazing to me? In the last week, there have been five different women come said that they were all raped or molested at 14. It's a little strange. Don't think it means anything, but it's still a little strange. You know, there's a lot of ages in there. It's kind of weird that they all were 14.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to know why?
What's
really
amazing?
Because the law changed.
What's amazing?
15.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is that overall, I believe the number is now about 87 women have come forward on Weinstein.
Oh, I don't even.
87 women.
But like Weinstein said, you know, he said at no time did I touch anyone, grab anyone without their permission. He said, "Oh yeah, I made lewd comments and said stuff all the time." He said, "I'm a man, and if I want to hit on a woman, it's my right as an American citizen." So these women are going to have to come up with something that proves that he did something illegal, not just harassed him. I was listening to his lawyer today.
Yeah.
Personally, I think the bastard's as guilty as can fucking be, but. You know, they got to prove that. And
well, that's the old casting couch thing, Joe. You know, that goes back, my God.
That's
as old as town. Huh?
Well, that's what got Cosby in trouble, the casting couch. You know, I brought this up before. And all the women I've heard talk about Cosby, he said he handed them drugs. He didn't put them in their drinks. He didn't do anything like that. He gave them the drugs. So, not, you know, and I've said this before. I said, so here you are, you're an attractive young woman. You go up to Cosby's hotel after hours, or you show up at his home after hours when his wife's not around. The man hands you drugs and a drink. You take the drugs and you take a drink. What are you doing there in the first place? Why couldn't you meet him in the daytime at a business office? Why do you have to be in a hotel room or at his house? You know, and maybe that's on Cosby, maybe that's on him, but I wouldn't do it.
Some of them went to his house. He invited them up to his house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why would you do that? Why would you go to a man's house when you know there's no one there but him?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way that all them women at Testify Cosby are going to convince me that some of them weren't going there for that one reason. I mean, this guy's famous. A lot of people think that they can get their way with sex. So they're not going to convince me that they're all innocent and angel-like on this. They're just not going to. The Weinstein thing is different because, you know, he's just a little different in the way he did it. The Cosby thing, they're just not going to convince me that they're innocent. And I guarantee if you polygraphed them, most of them would come out, you'd find out we're willing to do it. So
yeah.
When you're willing, it's not molested. And that's the other thing now. And a lot of these guys that have been confused, that have been hit in the last couple of days said, well, wait a minute. So hitting on women is going to be harassment now?
Yeah.
Like Ben Affleck and a couple of other ones that have came out, Jack Nicholson and a couple of others besides that have come out and said, no, I never molested anybody. I never touched anybody. I never sexually harassed anybody. This is what I did. I think it's an easy way for women to get revenge on a man is what I think it is.
True.
And it's one of those things that does a lot of damage, whether it's true or not. And I think what happens here by people abusing it like this, I think it starts to lose some of its importance. When we get bombarded, and everybody should realize this, especially you ladies out there involved in this, when society gets bombarded by this nonstop, constantly, we become numb to it. And we're still going to start ignoring it, not paying attention to it. So cases that come up in the future, fresh cases that need to be dealt with, are going to be looked at much more skeptical because of this. We need to work on that. We need to stop punishing everyone for someone else's mistakes. You know, I mean, it's like the drug thing. Okay, so everybody who has to be on opioids to live now has to be punished because of the 8% or the 12% that get addicted to them. Why is that? Why is it every time somebody messes up, we've got to be punished for it as a society? That needs to stop. The majority should not be punished for the minority. It shouldn't work like that. We got an opioid problem. Get it under control. Figure out how to stop heroin flow. Stop acting like this is a pain pill problem and instead get back to what it really is. It's an opioid heroin problem. It's because people got hooked on pain pills and couldn't get them anymore, so they got hooked on heroin instead.
That's because it's cheap and it's available.
But think about it. So now, you know, we live in a hurricane thing. And so if you're on pain pills that you have to be on, you got to go see your doctor every 90 days, and every month you've got to go in and get the prescription. Before that, they gave you a 90-day script, and they gave you a pill, one for every 4 hours. Now they give you a 30-day script, and they give you one pill for every 6 hours. So they're putting you in pain because of the Fed. And where does the Fed get off telling anybody what kind of pain meds they should be taking?
Yeah.
And it's not just that. It's just so many other things in society that we get punished for because it's like cigarette smokers. So poor cigarette smokers, they get hooked on cigarettes, and the government knows this is addictive and lets them get hooked. And so what does the government do? Go up on taxes 500%. A pack of cigarettes in New York are $11. A pack of cigarettes down here is $6. You know how much the actual pack of cigarettes cost the store? About a buck and a quarter. All of that is tax money. I think there's only like 5 or 10 cents profit for the convenience stores, even on cigarettes. Most of it goes to the states or the Fed. That's taxation. That is getting someone addicted and then taxing them for the addiction. And y'all are okay with that as a society. It's like when I hear people say, oh, well, we need to stop. We need to get the planet clean and stop polluting. And we need to get it straight. And we need to get rid of guns and stop killing. And we need to get rid of this and that. You know what, people? Cars kill far more people than guns do. They kill more people than almost anything does in this country. They kill, they pollute.
Guns don't kill people at all.
Guns don't kill people.
People kill people.
Yeah, ugly, scary people do. Same people that run you over with the 18-wheel or the thing. I'm just saying, people, you get rid of guns, they're just going to find other ways to kill you, you know. Blowing up things, running down streets with 18-wheelers, things that could do way more damage you know, than someone shooting a gun. And frankly, the guy toting the guns with SWAT got the guy to the Texas thing to leave in the first place because he went after him. You know, the left doesn't like to admit it, but every day in this country, someone's life or someone's property is saved because someone else owns a gun. Just deal with it, people. And you know what, liberals? If you've never owned a gun, and don't bitch. Because you live in New York City, you don't feel like you need a gun. That just tells me you're stupid and one of the highest crime rates in the country. You know, I don't own, you know, you just got to wonder. But I know we got to get out of here because Christine is coming up. So we're gonna get, and I just want to tell everybody thanks for joining in. And Jim and I just getting warmed up because he was out chasing sexy cars last week.
Well, you should have seen all them scantily clad models down there, Joe.
I can't be looking at that kind of stuff. I'm a Mormon now. Mormons are not allowed to look at that kind of stuff.
Well, it's good to know that you've converted.
Yes, tell me if you ever run into Nathan again, tell him I converted.
There you go.
Oh, anyway, I'm gonna take.
Now we can hook you up with multiple wives.
I don't know about all of that now. Let's not get crazy now, man. I think one's plenty. I'm just saying.
No kidding.
I think that one is plenty. Unless y'all want to come support me, that's different. But until such a time, it's not going to happen. Anyway, we got to get out of here since we didn't do much in the way of news tonight. We just talked about Mueller and stuff. But I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Jim and I will get back next week. We'll get back into the news. There's a lot of stuff we need to catch up on, from some of the stuff going on overseas, a lot of stuff talking about North Korea. We need to get back into the war mode and a couple other things. But that's all for next Thursday's show. Coming up next is Top Secret News with Christina George and Renee Chavez. Jim, you anything you want to tell these people before we leave them?
Yeah. Get involved. We need you all to get involved. Much more involved than you've been in the past.
Get involved. Spend your money. Get involved. Anyway, we're going to get out of here again. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flip Side with Jim Allen and Joe Mentale. Remember, go out and check Smoking Mirrors. Just type in Jim Allen and Smoking Mirrors. A book will come right up, and you can enjoy it. I'm telling you, you won't, and it's not even expensive. Check the book out. Besides, we've got to keep Jim funded for these cars. Good night,
everybody. Yeah. There you go.
One second.